hell's going on, man? It's another night in the office. At the office house! So, anyway, that was quick work. Anyway, I didn't really, You know me, it's Bigfoot Holmes. I'm out and about. Doing a show because I got a problem, I got an issue, I just came home, figured out, looked at my phone, got on Twitter, was on Twitter for a little bit. Sat there and looked, and I said I was listening to some things on there, you know, and, next thing I know, Andrew Tate got arrested. Like I care. The only thing that pisses me off about this Andrew Tate thing is, I'm burping. Yes, I'm crazy. I'm nuts. But what pisses me off is you never they teach you this one time in poker. They say Texas Hold'em, guys, go with your gut instinct, man. You gotta go with your gut. If you don't go with your gut and you second guess your gut, it's never right. Never, you're always wrong. If you have a gut instinct about something or someone, you don't do it. See, I made a good choice with this gambling chaos. Okay, I made a good choice for that gig. But that gig, because who knows what could happen, you know, I'm a crazy killer. Failing. You know, I've been down, I've been locked down in Party Town. I'd have been an easy guy to say, hey, he did it. He did it. He does. He corrupted us. Oh, he's a felon. He's a felon prisoner. He's been down for like 3 years, man. He corrupted us all. He got us all gambling. He got us all fixing flights. I'd have been an easy guy to roll over and say, hey, do me again, man. Something like that. But what happened was, I said, no! But my mom said, don't do that. That's just, help me look. Robert, no. Now that I'm looking this up, looks like it might be a scam. I said, okay. Okay, mom said it was a scam. So I went and looked it up myself. I said, I can't find anything on it, but maybe it is. So I went and I'm sick. And they never got a hold of me again. So I was like, maybe it was. Maybe it was. And then I got the hell off of Acast and said, I can't suck my cock, mock, mock. You're something freaky. Because what actually triggered me was when they kept sending me stuff from Acast. This is, by the way, Spinning Backfist. With your host, AT2. I guess, whatever. What the hell? No one call me, man. Just don't call me, your huckleberry. You can do whatever you get. But other than that, you can be cool, man. You can be cool. Don't call me your, don't call me any of that stuff. I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Don't, let me call you and you call me a her, because that's just pissing me the fuck off. Because what the hell's wrong, people? I'm not a her, okay? What the ma'am, I'm not a ma'am, I'm not a her, okay? I'm nothing of the sort. Now, just don't offend me at all and don't call me nothing, okay? Because that'd be even better. Please. Because if you want to offend me, you wouldn't call me anything that would already offend me. But now you're calling me something I'm not, and definitely, and now I'm pissed. Do I sound like a woman? Maybe. Something like that. But what I've got to say is Andrew Tate's busted and dusted and musted. And I said it. Maybe it was a boob. A boob is pissed the frick off to caught him and his little ring of rats. Okay, I caught his ring of rats, and now he's out here pulling bullshit. Next day, after I caught his ring of rats, Andrew Tate's arrested. He's arrested. He's arrested for something that I'm pretty sure I heard. I heard this like years ago. This is crazy. This is not cool. He is going deep wall under the radar. He is not arrested. He is on the run because he's the guy who stole all the money from DraftKings. He's the guy who stole the $600,000, $300,000. Somebody stole it from DraftKings and UFC. $600,000, $300,000, I don't know, I want it. Throw it in my pocket. Put it in my account, please. Because they were stealing from me anyway. So can you give it to me, please, Dana? Mr. Dana White, I'm asking for now on. It's not a lot of money, man. Is it? I mean, give me a cut. Give me a portion of it. Because I'm the man. I'm the man who's bringing us all information and all this insight to you guys. Do I have to? Am I like the criminal investigator over here? Because apparently everything I say gets somebody in trouble. Okay, gets somebody in trouble. Gets a fight canceled. It gets that trouble. Everything's going crazy here. And am I like the... I am basically, you know what you gotta call me? Columbo. I'm Columbo. I didn't know it until today, but apparently I am Columbo. And it's all good. It's all good. We are cool. I can go with that. I'll be Columbo. But what's going on is I'm catching everybody. I'm catching everybody. I thought Andrew Tate was catching them all. Apparently, I was catching them. And he was trying to flip-flop and get out of it. And now he's in trouble. Which is the craziest thing he's in trouble for is I got a cousin who has wrote a book on this. You think it's crazy? How crazy is this? I got him on the phone. I'm trying to get a hold of him. My phone doesn't work anymore. Apparently, I went and did some stuff. I think I got hacked again. I'm getting old videos again, and I was liking them. I got, you know, they wouldn't let me go do my job. They said I couldn't pass the test. So now I got to wait till tomorrow afternoon. I said, I can't pass the test. I said, no, I can pass your fucking quiz, dude. I went to do it, and next thing I know, I gotta pass the quiz. I cannot pass the quiz for this light audit, okay? It's taking pictures of lights. Now, I gotta pass a quiz for this. It is what that is. It's how the world works, man. I gotta pass a quiz for this about how to take pictures to make sure that these aspects have lighting and things working. And just be, I need to be mysterious about it. But I got to pass the quiz for that. And, I can't pass it. Can't pass it. What I told them was, I don't know what you're asking me here because your questions. This is going to get off this subject real quick. So I'm going to get on the next subject real quick, which is the same subject. But I'm going to get on this because I'm on it. I'm on to everything. I'm basically Columbo, so I can do what I want. Columbo was off the wall, but he always solved the crime. He always solves the crime. You might not think he's going to solve the crime. Because you might think he's just dumb. But Columbo always solves it. And that's me, Christopher Columbo. I don't know his first name. I'm going to go by Christopher Columbo now. Actually, no, call me Landon Columbo. No, don't call me Landon, because apparently Landon Pineda is making shit up about being a tough guy. Here, he's making shit up. He's hacksaw Jim Duggan. Lando Vannata apparently has a horrible manager. And they told him to release that stuff because that's what Hacksaw Jim Duggan just did. Okay, Lando, get rid of your management team. They are stupid. Okay, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh, you think nobody knows who Hacksaw Jim Duggan is? You think you're going to get away with something that Hacksaw Jim Duggan just did? No, he just did the same thing. Same thing Lando Vannata did the same thing. Same thing. You guys aren't making any sense, man. Who's your management team? Because you need to fire them. They're stupid. They don't care about you. They just want whatever's getting put in their pocket. Curtis? No, it's not him. Cousin Kurt. He better answer that guy's sharing phone. You want to know why? Because I don't care. Ask him about this. And I was like, kind of rude about it. I was like, you're coming on my show. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do this. I told him how it was going. But I figured that was okay. Because when I was in prison, he would just show up. He would just show up and not tell me. And if you don't know anything about prison life, and when you get a visit, they go around about anytime from 5:30 until 8. Yeah, he would come right at 5:30. You know when dinner started? Yeah, 6. So he'd come at 5:30. He'd keep me until dinner was already closed. And he wouldn't buy me anything. He wouldn't buy me anything to eat. So basically, I didn't eat that night. And I was like, thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Kurt, for coming. And I didn't get to eat dinner. Thank you. Now I gotta go eat some gosh darn ramen noodles that are in my freaking locker with some freaking baked beans and some crubby ass crumb of water that I gotta go boil real quick. Now I gotta go do a whole bunch of work and a whole bunch of bullshit that I was planning on eating this weekend. Fuck. You don't know life. That's life. It's life. So, anyway, life is like Andrew Tate got busted, and that's cool. But what I don't remember what I was talking about anymore. I don't really care anymore. What's going on here? Impulse me. I said impulse me. That's crazy, because I am Columbo. I cannot believe it. This is so cool. I got a new head. Got a new headgear on and everything. I'm Columbo. We gotta take a break so I can remember what I was talking about. I totally forgot. I was on an air. Oh, I was talking about my, I don't know if I was talking about this at all, but I'm gonna get right on to it. I'm gonna get right to the Dirty Dozen. I should probably not talk this weird way, I guess. Well, don't worry. I'm ET2. I can talk whatever I want. I'm not human. But anyway, you see me coming in my little spaceship. I came in a spaceship up in the corner pocket up there. No, the corner pocket. This corner. Up here, I came in this spaceship. I swam a vibe down. And, you see me. You see him. That's me. I'm ET2. I'm the blue guy. If you want to look at my little cover, that's me! Ha ha, cool! I'm attacking him. I'm really tall, big, and he's really small. But he's cool. And there's Bigfoot running. Bigfoot ran. I got scared, Bigfoot. I'm crazy. Yes. But anyway, he wrote a freaking book about this bullshit. It's going on with Andrew Tate. And I know, no, it's not him. He's not gonna be a guest on my podcast tonight. I told him, I said, come on, he's coming. But then I actually, at the end of it, I said, oh, maybe I should start with, hey, Kurt, this is your cousin Rob. Hey, how's it going? So I started with that last. I hope he gets it, and I hope he comes here. He may actually be in a different country doing, some, work. Yep. He's a humanitarian. I'm not joking, he is. He's a teacher, and he's a professor. He's Professor Curtis. Let me, I don't know, man. Oh, God. Oh, God, why'd he write this book? Well, I don't think it's true. I like him. I think he's cool. I think everything's good. Any of his me in prison. And he got away with it. He got in and got out. So everything's cool. Everything's cool. But he's going to be in. He wrote a freaking textbook. And it got stolen from him. And he goes, tell a story. I'll let him tell that story. But it was on human trafficking. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? How about marbles and barbles? He has freaking wrote a textbook that his guy sold to Canada and Canada stole it from him. It was probably Jordan Peterson. I don't know who the hell it was, but somebody stole a human trafficking textbook from him. Didn't pay him jack shit for it. Well, he was, of course, he was trying to sell it for like $175. And I said, who's going to buy a book for $175, dude? Nobody buying no book for $175. What the hell's human trafficking anyway? But this was back in, you gotta know when this happened. You gotta know when this happened. This was like 2010. Okay, it's like 2010. I was like, I'm the writer. I wrote a book. He copied my ass. No, he wrote a textbook. A textbook. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. He grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I lived out there with him for a while. I don't live out there for a while. I was out there with a fiance. And then we split. And I went and hung out with him for a while. And then we went to Mexico. I got burnt. I don't know why we were going to Mexico. I don't know why he knew people at that big mansion. Oh, God, Kurt, what are you into? I don't want, he's not coming on my episode. We're out of it. I know I got him in trouble now, too. His name's Kav. Fuck. Fuck! Okay, man, anyway, I think he's okay. I think he's okay. He's good. He's good to go. But he might be in, oh, God, yeah. This isn't looking good for this guy, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. What did you get yourself into? Well, if he comes on the show, I might get guess he's gonna come on here. When I get him a call, we're gonna have a podcast guest. And he has wrote a textbook on this, and it got stolen from Canada. They have been using it. They won't pay him. He can't have the rights to it. And it's on human trafficking. Okay, and back in 2010, I said, what the hell is human trafficking? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Talking about. People are what? They're driving? They're putting humans in cars and they're driving them? Humans are getting stuck in traffic? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. That's what I said to him. And, now I found out what it was. Now I found out what it was. Well, not really what it was, but I found out kind of what it was. And Andrew Tate's involved with it, apparently, because he's a Russian. He got Russian. Yes! And I'm pretty sure I heard that he was going to do this a long time ago. Somebody busting his chops about it. Wow, that's a human traffic. Carpet! Oh, it's NFL. NFL notification, it's not him. Okay. I sound like that, What else was that? Oh, I was trying to explain the fact why I cannot pass the test. That's what I was doing. Yes, sir, man. And a burp. Let me get back on that, because that's crazy. So I'm doing, we'll take a break, a burp, and we'll come right back when I tell you a story that I was telling you about. Well, with my voice that I put in here, it's going to be about 17 minutes ago. 16 minutes ago. I don't remember anymore, but it was a go. Okay, so I'm taking it. I got to take a test. I'm sitting here. This is Bigfoot. No, this is... You know the show is a spring breakfast and you are back. If you never thought you were gone, it's a podcast. So I don't know why in the hell I even have to mention it. Okay, because nobody even knows. It's not even live. It's nothing. It's just me being talking. So why am I doing this? I don't know, but I do it. But listen to this. Listen to this one. If anybody's listening, I don't know if you are, you're probably not. Nobody is. It's fine. But if you happen to run into this, you gotta know it. I was trying to get a test to take pictures of lights, and I can't pass it. But I said, listen, man, I've taken that quiz 10 times. There is literally 7 questions. What am I missing? What question did I miss? I don't know what you're talking about. You're trick questioning me. Here's one. One of the questions would be, I said, listen, when I read your little profile, portfolio here, I don't know how to answer your questions to take these pictures of lighting. Okay, I don't. Because you're trick questioning me and you're contradicting yourself in your little scrap, strip, scrap. Okay? Okay, this is Presto Shopper. They are usually pretty good at paying you. Merchandiser survey? I will tell you this right now because I told him I'd do it. I told him. I said, listen, brothers, mothers, and swab it out. See, that might have been why I offended them. I call them AIs. I said, you're all AI robotics. And now they get offended by that. Because I got offended when somebody called me a him, a her, didn't call me a him, they called me a her and a man. So yes, I called them an AI robotic team. And I said, listen, you're not answering any of my questions. You're acting like I didn't even ask you a question. You're just offering me new jobs and new jobs and new jobs. But then yet you're not answering my question and concerns because you didn't pay me for my other jobs. I want my money, and yet they said, you cannot insult us like this. If you insult us again and speak in this foul language, which I'm like, what foul language should I use? I didn't swear. What am I using? I'm typing, I'm writing to you, I'm telling you what happened. How is this foul language? I asked them if they were on drugs. I said, you're either on drugs, or you're just not, or you're AR robotics. That's all I said. Because I said, they're not answering my 10 questions. You're acting like they didn't exist. They won't pay me. But they said, do it again, and we will suspend your account. So, I said, suspend my account, and you will never be able to do work for us again. And I said, what the fuck is this? Why would I do work for you to begin with? I said, the only thing I did was I accepted a job just so I could not do the job and make them feel like shit, like I felt like. Like they counted on something. They counted on me to do that job. And turn it in. And yet I just didn't answer anymore after that. So I made them feel like I felt. Okay, but they didn't care. They don't care. They don't care. But I did. I felt like it was me getting them. But anyway, I told them. I said, yeah, I'm going to be right there to get that job done. I I did respond, actually. I can't lie, but I did respond. It was probably stupid, but I made a whole sarcastic remark to them about doing the job. I said, yes, I will do this job. I will drive all the way over there, put all my money in this gas car of mine to get over there. Do this job for you. That's gonna take me about an hour. I'm gonna do all this bullshit. But then I'm just gonna do it, you know why? Cause I got nothing else to do. I got nothing else to do because apparently you guys don't pay people. That's what I said to him. Apparently you don't pay people. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and do it. I signed up for it. I'm gonna go do it. For no reason whatsoever. Yeah. I said, if I didn't do the job right, please tell me what I didn't do right. You can't just tell me I didn't send you a blank thing. You just can't do that. Because I'm like, obviously it was not blank. I was there. I took pictures. I sent it to you. Answer questions, I talked to a lady on the phone, listen to this, I drove there, you offered it to me, and get alone, you start paying me. Confusing. So anyway, back on that, that's that company, just crush them and bash them and smash them if you're listening to this. Anybody, please. I hope the guy have at least 5 listeners that can just give him a bad review, which is not going to matter, because they obviously are not letting bad reviews come on to their platform. And the next thing I got to finish that one. Because I also told him, I said, listen, brother. I said, I want to know this. Why did I have to submit that to you twice? Why did it feel like I submitted it to you the first time? Why did it feel like I took all this work in, and then I had to go back and redo the whole work and job again? Okay, because that's how it felt like every single time I was there. It would all of a sudden disappear, and I had to go back and do it again. So I actually did them twice. So now, next thing I know, I never sent them in, and they were all blank. But next thing I know, also, those jobs never appeared back up. So I asked them, I said, why, if I didn't do those jobs, then shouldn't they be available again? Please, I'm just asking, because somebody's got to do them, right? I didn't obviously do them. What a scam are y'all running over there, brothers? You are making me go to the job. You're telling me I didn't do the job and somebody else is getting that money for it. That's exactly what's going on, because I'm not stupid, you scum sucking sons of bitches. I said it. I did it. I panicked. I freaked out. I did that, okay? But on to the next one, and that's this story. We're going to get out of this whole thing about this other thing. But I got to tell you about this lighting story because nobody cares. Nobody's listening. Nobody gives a shit. But this is true shit. I'm going to get right on it. Okay, this is a story about it. I don't know how I possibly could miss these questions. Am I that stupid? I said, either I'm this stupid and I don't deserve a job, or something's going on. Because I literally have an open book. I'm answering these questions off of your book, and you're telling me they're not right. Not right. You're wrong. But they're trick questions. They trick question you. Like, hey, if that envision, this is a question on it. If the envision light is off. And there's no light in there. Should you put that it's off? What the fuck, dude? Obviously, I don't know because you said if it's off, it's okay. But also, it's off. So it could be off. I don't know what you want me to answer. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Okay, this is all the stuff you have to live with, okay? Especially being a felon that people just don't want to hire you anywhere, okay? I'm not kidding. What the hell's going on here? I put applications in everywhere, man. Everywhere. They say, suck it, man. Suck it, you're a crazy criminal. I think, okay. That's how you feel? That's how you feel. That's how you feel. What do you want me to do? Okay? You are scum. Scum. Somebody is. Me too. I know it. I know it. But that's that story. That's one of the questions. Honestly, come on, man. And the next one at the top is, how do you check? Should you check the website to see the hours to make sure it's open? Should you? Would you check the hours and the website to make sure it's open? I don't know. Yeah, probably. I could check the website to check the hours. But also, it says on the thing, make sure to call them and check the hours. So I don't know. I don't know. I could check the website probably because I went into the website and the website has the hours on it. So I said, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. And then, oh, it's even better. Even better. Half the BPs have car washers, half of them don't. So the answer to this one is what I should take pictures of. Half these answers have car washes on it, half of them don't. And it only tells me to take pictures of three or four things. I said, yes, I think I did that right. And what if there's a car wash, right? What if the car wash is there? What if they have a car wash? Because the car wash is obviously going to be in the picture if I'm taking a picture of the whole building area. Right? Right? So wouldn't the car wash actually be in the picture? I don't know these things, man. I don't know. That's a question. That's a question. These are what I'm dealing with. And here's another question. This is the best one. Okay. Don't worry. You gotta get the lights. Okay, you gotta get lights. You gotta get the lightings, right? Public lights. Don't worry about the public lights. Okay? Don't worry about the public lights. Got it. But there's another one on there that says, make sure that any lights that are on surrounding the building on the streets in public are working. What the fuck, dude? Isn't that a public light? I don't know, man. I don't know what you're trying to do. What you, I can't be stupid. Either I'm stupid or I don't know, but I can't pass the test, can't pass the quiz, can't do my job. Okay? Meanwhile, this other scumbag squat from it back is not paying me. And they're calling me and telling me that I insulted them? Wow. Can I get an attorney? No. You want to know why I called one? And they said, how much work did you do? $60? No. Hung up the phone. It's not worth their time. I am getting scammed. Until about 5 years from now, when I get this little shoe in that says, hey man, Want to sign up for the class action lawsuit on merchandiser survey? Apparently they were scamming you 5 years ago. Well, yeah, geez, how many people are in it now? Like 1 million? Bajillion, you're causing mental distress! Disorder. Plus, that's a fact that I ain't been 5 years without being paid. I've been broke. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Now, can I sue them? Oh, yeah, definitely. How much money did I get? $14.99. Well, thank you, man, for the freaking 80, 90, 65, 70 that you owed me. What the fuck is wrong with this country, man? All I gotta say, and I'm taking a break, I'm coming back, and we're gonna do nothing else. Actually, they were ending the show, because I am popping and rocking. I am popping and rocking, and it's over. The show's over. The show's over. We skipped, zap. It's done. It's over. It's done. It's over. I did it. I said it. I'm done. I quit. I quit. Quit.